University Radio Network. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The first day of school in the District of Columbia is just a few weeks away. There's great anticipation, there's excitement, and there is some concern. We're talking about all of that tonight with the president of the Washington Teachers Union, Elizabeth Davis. If you have a question or comment about the upcoming school year here in the district or anything else for the union chief, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. By the way, we did put in a call to D.C. Schools Chancellor Kaya Henderson to let her know that we were going to be interviewing Ms. Davis and to ask for a statement. Suffice it to say, Kaya Henderson, the chancellor, has refused to come on to the Daily Drum for the past 5 years. Last time she's been on this program was December 1st of 2010. We do not know why. We are still efforting that interview, and we will continue to ask her to come on. In the interim, I will say welcome to Ms. Davis. Thank you so much for coming on.
And thank you, Harold, for having me, for inviting me here this evening.
Okay, so, you know, happy 2015-2016 school year. Real quick, a lot of teachers coming in for the new school year union. You don't hear a lot of talk about that. Do you have to be a union member to teach in the D.C. public school system?
Actually, all teachers that are recruited by D.C. public schools are agency fee members automatically.
What does that mean?
That means that they are going to pay an agency fee, but it does not make them a full member.
What's an agency fee?
Which will entitle them to certain benefits. It means that we will have to represent them on any issues that arise in their schools, contractual issues. We're required to do that.
Okay, does that mean that they do or do not have to be members of the union?
Actually, they must be members
they
of
must,
the union.
There you go. Absolutely. That's what I thank you so
thank
much. Because agency fee, I'm like, what are you talking about? Right. There you go, agency fee. What does the union do specifically? Give it to me in a nutshell.
Basically, the union protects the working conditions for teachers. We make it possible for teachers to teach and for them to have the supports they need in order to do their jobs well. And, of course, the school district is required to provide certain supports. The union is basically there to ensure that those supports are provided. Mentoring, instructional coaching, curriculum, planning periods, lunch periods, and, of course, instructional support that they need to do the jobs.
Okay. 750 teachers coming in this year?
750. And I was at Columbia Heights today, Harold, and there was standing room only. So I was told that there were actually 1,200 teachers plus and the auditorium today, and I believe that some of those teachers have been here for 1 to 3 years, so they were invited to come and be a part of this new teacher orientation. But it was an exciting event, and the new teachers coming in. We're always happy to co-sponsor that activity to provide sessions that would help new teachers to basically get a good start mm-hmm. in their first year.
A lot of teachers hired last year. You've hired some 700 or so this year. Not you, but the school system. What happened to the ones that were hired last year? Were some moved out? What's going on?
Some moved out and some are still here. We have not been able to track the numbers of teachers that leave the system each year. We've estimated approximately 350 each year. And, of course, the reasons why they leave, we're not clear on all of those. Some of them reported to the WTU as a result of not having the support they need. They felt that it was not a good match for them. But the major reason has been that they have not received all of the support they need as a beginning teacher.
What does that mean?
For example, you know, new teachers or any teacher for that matter, we have limits on caseloads, the number of students that a teacher is required to teach. It might be 18 to 24. In instances where teachers are given 35 to 40 students, it becomes unbearable. And when you're talking about teaching in a in a section of the city where you have high poverty, in high poverty areas of the city, students come to school with various issues that require wraparound services that are not necessarily there to support teachers or students. So it becomes a challenge for a new teacher to be able to deal with that, in addition to having maybe limited planning time, excessive numbers of caseloads. So it's just so many issues that we have not addressed as a school district.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to the president of the Washington Teachers Union, Elizabeth Davis, about the new school year here in the District of Columbia. Mr. Williams calling from Southeast D.C. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a former District of Columbia public school teacher, and I'd like to say good afternoon to Ms. Davis and yourself.
Good afternoon.
And I was injured in 09, and I was let go in 014. And I got very little help from the union in regard to my case. I lost 60% use of my arm, and I would like to know, what can the union do to help me now that I've been dismissed from a job that I did very well, that I was impacted out with a score of 3.12, and I cannot get any help.
Let's see what Ms. Davis has to say about that. Ms. Davis.
And the first thing I'm going to ask you, as you know, I took office in 2013, and I inherited a number of cases that had basically been put on a back burner. We've activated those cases. There is a case that's pending, which is a case of teachers dismissed in 2009, and there is a possibility that you are a part of that case. However, I'd like for you to contact the union at 293-8600 to ask for the field rep that represented your school, and they will be able to let you know the status of that case, because I suspect that you were probably included in the 2009 case that is pending, coming before an arbitrator very soon.
Okay.
One other thing.
Well, Mr. Williams, I apologize. I've got a lot of calls here, but let's move forward with at least that issue, and hopefully we can see some resolution to your issue. But certainly thank you for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Mike, calling from Southeast D.C., what's on your mind?
Well, I just called. First of all, thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just calling to give my support to the teachers any chance I can, because, you know, what the lady said, that these teachers have to deal with a lot of issues from these kids in underprivileged area because they're dealing with extreme poverty. It's very hard to go to school and try to get a good education when you're worried about where your next meal is coming from, or do you got a roof over your head, or you're dealing with extreme violence that this city has lost control over. A lot of these politicians that are living the lifestyle of the rich and the famous off the taxpayers' dollars, they don't have to worry about poverty like other people do. And the registered voters should be bad, should be just looking into that.
Okay.
The teachers are not the problem. It's poverty, and, you know, it's just affecting these kids.
Well, Mike, I think you make a great point, which is going to bring me to my next point after the break, the impact of impact. We're going to be talking about that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about the D.C. public school system. New year coming up, some new and old concerns with the president of the Washington Teachers Union. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the upcoming school year here in Washington, D.C. with the president of the Washington Teachers Union, Elizabeth Davis. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Back to the phone line, Cedric from Northwest D.C. Thanks for calling, Cedric. What's on your mind?
Hey, Harold. Thank you for your service, man, on the station. And I want to thank Ms. Davis for her service for helping this community out and with the teachers union. I think Ms. Henderson needs to come and address the community and stop hiding behind the desk, you know, because a lot of issues need to be addressed. But I did want to answer about the evaluation of teachers, right? My son was a teacher at C.W. Harrison, and he got let go because of his point rating or something was low, and I was kind of trying to figure out how did that work.
Actually, and I'm glad you asked that question, because impact evaluation is one of the reform initiatives that has caused us a lot of challenges. At the union, most of the cases, over 85% of our cases are dealing with impact evaluation. And we want to ensure that the school system's teacher evaluation system is accurate, but it's not. Most teachers dislike it because they feel that it is highly subjective. The scores can be tampered with by principals from school to school. Teachers who are relegated from one category to the next, highly effective teachers 1 year, minimally effective the next year, basically because principals in individual schools have the option of simply reducing a teacher's score. And of course, the impact office is not clear on how principals use the tool. In many cases, it is used as a tool of punishment. It is not a tool that would help teachers to improve what they do. And that is one of the reasons why it is it's a flawed system. They say that one of the best ways to determine if a teacher evaluation process is good or effective is how teachers feel about it. 95% of our teachers do not like the impact evaluation system.
But see, here's the thing about that, though. This impact system is nothing new. It's been here since Chancellor Michelle Rhee was in office, and teachers have been uncomfortable with it. Is there a way to work with it until there is a change, short of marching on headquarters with torches and pitchforks?
There is a way, and the union is reaching out. We are a solution-driven union. We believe that the kind of changes and improvements to our schools that teachers and other education stakeholders want requires collaboration. And we have reached out to the chancellor. We will continue to do so to revise, revisit, rethink impact. We do not have, as a union, the authority to determine the impact evaluation process. However, we can do impact bargaining on whether or not it has been an effective strategy, whether it has actually improved student achievement, and it has not.
I need to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tammy, we're going to talk to Mike, Paulina, and Patricia, and everyone else who gives us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues in just a few seconds. Stay with us.